You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. More reactions from Michiganders to yesterday's election results, and we'll be sharing more of those with you throughout the show. Detroit has itself a new school board, chosen from a field of 63 candidates. Let's talk more about the seven winners and what's ahead for them. Bridge Magazine reporter Chastity Pratt-Dossi, welcome.
Hello.
This marks a new chapter in Detroit school board history, the first Detroit Public Schools Community District Board of Education. What do we know about the seven winners?
Well, we know that only one person from the prior school board was elected, which I thought there would be more, but there was only one. Lamar Lemons was previously a president of the school board, and his wife also elected to the school board. Little name recognition there with Misha Stallworth being elected. Her grandmother, of course, is Alma Stallworth. And, a couple folks with name recognition were not elected, Reverend David Murray being one of them. So we've got a really interesting group here.
And I guess the big understanding we all want to get is, what are they tasked with doing, and how much power does this board have?
Well, this board is tasked with doing what most school boards do as far as finding a superintendent, hiring a superintendent, and creating academic policy for the school district at large. And so the difference, though, is they will have a financial review commission. The same financial review commission that oversees the city of Detroit will be overseeing this school board's budget, and also making key decisions about the CFO and the other positions. And really, that's been the whole sticking point. The school board has some authority for the first time in a decade in Detroit, which means you'll have school board meetings that are public and people can come and talk to their actual school officials. However, there is another layer of bureaucracy, an oversight board.
How long is that going to last? How long does that oversight last?
Well, the law says that the school district has to have 3 consecutive years of no deficits before this financial review commission can consider basically dissolving itself. So it, at least 3 years, probably more, I would say, because right now the district is trying to figure out how to not have a shortfall this year. So at least 3 years.
And just give us a refresher, Chastity. What's ahead for State Emergency Manager Jen Stephen Rhodes? Is he stepping down soon?
He will be stepping down as soon as the school board takes office in January.
And then will there be a new manager, or will it be the board with this financial review commission?
It'll be the board with the financial review commission, because remember, the law that created this new school district, this new school board, this whole new setup, basically gave the school district enough money so that it is no longer in a financial emergency. Therefore, there is no longer a need for an emergency manager.
Let's talk a little bit of history. How likely do you think it is that this new board can avoid the dysfunction, we'll call it, that has historically plagued Detroit school boards?
Well, you know what? A lot of the stuff that we talk about when we talk about, you know, the problems with the Detroit School Board are problems from 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And really, what you have to do is understand that the school district is in a huge, huge financial and academic, I don't want to say doldrums, but it's dire straits in Detroit. And the way that the school board moves forward without becoming, one of those known for infighting is by focusing on what's next. This school district, if it doesn't get its act together, is going to be right in the crosshairs of everyone who wants to see the whole district chartered. So they have to focus on figuring out how to move forward and how to, you know, get test scores up and educate more kids.
So basically, that's the measure of success, isn't it?
The measure of success is the same across the nation. How well are your children achieving? And Detroit is not doing very well right now. And if they can focus, if this board can focus on a school improvement plan that will have, you know, high expectations and a lot of support for the students and staff and actually, you know, move the needle. When they move the needle and just focus on moving the needle, then, you know, that'll be success.
Chastity Pratt-Dossi, as always, thanks so much.
Anytime.